This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. As Hawaii residents question if more could have been done to help people escape from the deadly wildfires, there's a development. Maui's emergency management director has resigned, citing health reasons. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has more on Herman and Daya.
The official with MEMA, the emergency response team, outlined the fact that not only did they work, but he made that executive decision not to use them. So many people were frustrated. He said that he feared that people could lose their lives by driving into the flames. But so many that we have spoken with said, had they gotten that siren, that alert, they would have gone outside, they would have seen the smoke, and they would have been able to escape to safety.
At least 111 people have died in the Maui wildfires. In Canada, thousands of residents have fled the town of Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories ahead of an approaching wildfire. Emergency Management Minister Bowen Ma.
I do encourage people who live in high-risk areas to reach out to family and friends who may be able to provide shelter in other areas of the province. Make those arrangements now as part of your emergency plan.
CBS News has learned the suspected mastermind of the September 11th terrorist attacks, Khaled Sheikh Mohammed, and four co-defendants could escape the death penalty via plea deal. Their trials at Guantanamo have been stalled for decades due to allegations of torture. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Through the years, there have been proposals to move the trials from military tribunals to civilian court, but that idea faced stiff resistance in Congress, worried about the security and the costs of moving cases out of Gitmo.
CBS's Jim Krasula reports on concerns at a major military installation.
What's going on? That's a question being asked by people at Tinker Air Force Base outside Oklahoma City. 17 personnel have died at the base so far this year, according to the publication Military.com. Air Force officials are refusing to give any information about the deaths, citing privacy concerns. More than 30,000 people work at or live on the base.
Like many big cities, Los Angeles is seeing an uptick in smash and grabs and flash mob thefts, especially at high-end retailers. To fight back, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass has announced a new multi-agency task force.
No Angeleno should feel like it is not safe to go shopping in Los Angeles. No entrepreneur should feel like it's not safe to open a business in Los Angeles.
Federal authorities have charged at least nine current and former Northern California police officers in a corruption investigation. Feds say a two-year investigation found evidence that they committed civil rights violations and fraud in an effort to get a pay raise and lied on reports to cover up use of excessive force. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Call your local Quick Tesla rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Wapaco, Bishara, Outagamie, Winnebago, Marquette, and Green Lake counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470. For Adams and Sauk counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Columbia, Dodge, and Fond du Lac counties, call Bill at 920-602-7202. For Calumet and Brown counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
...of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, Henny Cup, baby.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Fair Financial. You work hard for every cent you make. You have bills and you have goals. Choose a bank that's going to support you along the way. That's Fair Financial Banking. No overdraft fees, no minimum balance, no credit score required. Call 651-262-2173 to talk to a Fair Financial enroller to open your account today. Keep more of your money. That's Fair. Learn more at www.fairfinancial.org. Fair is a program of Prepare and Prosper, a nonprofit organization, and is not a bank. Banking services are provided by Sunrise Banks, NA, member FDIC.
Right on. Hey, we have Robert Lilligren, CEO of Native American Community Development Institute. But before we get to our super guest, Robert, why don't we take a quick listen update from Wisconsin Governor Evers.
Hey there, Native Roots Radio. Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update. When I ran to be your governor, I promised to fix the darn roads, and I meant it. After years of neglect that led to crumbling roads and infrastructure across our state, in my first term, we provided new funding for highways, local roads, transit aids, and we made historic investments in our infrastructure, investing more ongoing revenue than ever before while maintaining the lowest bond rating levels in the last 20 years. And since 2019, I'm proud that my administration has improved nearly 1,600 bridges and over 5,800 miles of roads across the state. And I've even improved some of those roads myself while out on pothole patrol. So I'm proud the third biennial budget I signed into law earlier this month builds on these efforts with significant investments, including $100 million for the local road improvement program, $150 million for the newly created agricultural road improvement program, and the highest ever funding for general transportation aids. These investments will go directly into local communities to help improve the roads families, farmers, and communities use every day to get from point A to point B. We're also investing in local bridge improvement projects across the state, as well as the critical Interstate Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project in Superior and the Nitschke Bridge in Green Bay. Safe, reliable infrastructure is critical to the success of Wisconsin's economy and workforce, and ensuring these connections for local communities is essential to keeping our state moving forward. Together, we will build the 21st century infrastructure Wisconsin needs to support a 21st century economy and workforce. Thank you. Back to you, Robert, and Native Roots Radio.
Hey, Pinagigi, Governor Evers with that update. Hey, we're here with Robert Lilligren, Native American Community Development Institute. And I just got to say, Robert, it's always great to hear from the governor of Wisconsin. And I learned, I know this word, but the secret word now, I think, is racketeering. Racketeering.
Oh, yeah, it's on the tip of everyone's tongue. Bonjour, Robert. Bonjour, Haley. Nice to see ya.
Yeah, great to hear from the governor, and I know we have a lot to unravel here politically, nationally, and locally, and that's why it's great to have you on with your insight and knowledge about what's happening that affects us here in Minnesota and Wisconsin and all over Turtle Island. So thank you, always, as always, Robert Lilligren.
It's always a pleasure to be here, and I think you give me way too much credit, Robert, but I guess I'll take it.
No, not enough credit. Hey, so always we got a quick segment here and then another one with you. I want to jump on what is your feeling? What are you grooving on with this Trump situation here now? Another racketeering. Now they're bringing more to the party here in Georgia, 18 other people, which makes me happy.
Right. And these charges are pretty significant, right? There's a different feeling with this round of indictments, and it's kind of a shame that we have to speak about an ex-president in terms of rounds of indictments. But these charges carry a minimum of 5-year prison sentence. And so that indicates to me that some of these other 18 folks that are coming along with them will be very interested in flipping and bargaining to get out of these charges and avoid a 5-year prison sentence. I think this is going to be something like we have never seen before.
Well, also, too, I heard on another station that with all these things against Trump now, he could land at 740 years and 6 months in prison if he's convicted in all these charges.
Fingers crossed. We'll see where it goes. You know, fingers and toes crossed. And, you know, it seems like it's taken so long to get to this point, but you can imagine why these prosecutors don't want to bring anything other than a rock solid case forward. And so I'm hopeful and somewhat confident that they have plenty of evidence and that justice will be served.
Yeah, you know, Robert, the list doesn't have a couple people on there that I thought would be on there, and I'm wondering if they're working with the government, you know. There's like the former general and a couple other people.
Yeah. So I think that's a good assumption to make, an easy assumption to make if they're not being prosecuted. Now that it's likely that they're cooperating, I think you'll see a fair amount of cooperation, more cooperation going forward. It's so interesting to watch the Republicans and the conservatives' responses trying to minimize what I would think of as treason. But this, you know, this inciting an insurrection to destroy our democracy, and, you know, saying, oh, it's just fair game. He was just challenging election results. That's legal, which it is, challenging election results. But whipping up a mob to attack the Capitol and lawmakers is criminal.
Well, it's interesting, too, that we lived through, and I was fairly young, but we lived through the Nixon and the Nixon resignation and how quickly the Republicans tried to get on the right side of history wanting to impeach him and then him, Nixon, resigning. But they're digging in deeper with them, and they're minimizing these things. And do you remember Robert? I think he was president for 2 years, and he had over like 10,000 lies in 2 years.
That was like, oh yeah. It was like, it comes down to hundreds of lies every single day. And anyone who subscribes to and embraces the truth, I don't know how they could support this person. And anyone who supports law and order, I don't understand how they couldn't support due process and what we're going through now. It's like upside down world.
Yeah, it is. And you know, people, that's a good way to put it.
You know, and I like that you brought up Watergate, and I'm sure some of the listeners here are a little too young to remember that, but remember how just dirty and filthy that felt and seemed. And compared to what's going on now, it was like a picnic in the park.
Right.
It was a break in some dirty politics. And this is much, much more egregious than that, not even in the same caliber. It amazes me that this is what our normal is.
Yeah, it really does. And hopefully we're just on that. Maybe we can talk a little bit about this. And of course, what you want to next segment is they talk about an 80-year cycle of fascism. And we're at that cycle again. And hopefully after maybe a conviction or two, we can get on the downswing of that cycle now.
I would welcome that.
Right on. Hey, we're here with Robert Lilligren, and we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
As we emerge from the shadows of the pandemic, let us celebrate our resilience and embrace the path to a brighter future. While the COVID-19 emergency declaration may be over, our commitment to safety remains stronger than ever. We invite you to stand tall and protect what matters most, our health and the well-being of our loved ones and elders. The power to keep our community safe lies within each one of us. It's important to remember the basics when you're with someone who might be at risk of COVID complications. Wear your mask, wash your hands often, and take an at-home COVID test if you have any symptoms. We are a strong and interconnected community, and together we'll emerge from this challenge stronger than ever. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep the spirit of our Native American culture thriving. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
Yes, it is. Hey, we're here with Robert Lilligren, Native American Community Development Institute CEO, a White Earth Ojibwe citizen, and all-around groovy guy. A lot happening, Robert. Just recently, I just want to touch on this because it is a big deal, and I know yesterday we talked about it too, but the passing of a great leader, Ada Deer, and what a trailblazer she was, and the lieutenant governor sent out a big statement about her, the passing of her, and it's just we want to recognize that.
Yeah, that is huge, and I didn't know her personally, but of course I knew of her work. How could you not? And it is a huge loss, and she was, like you said, a trailblazer, right? She was with the first woman to run for statewide office, the first Native woman to run for statewide office, I think maybe the second to run for Congress. And she opened doors and restored rights. And she was just a force of nature. That's how I see her referred to a lot since her passing.
She was also the first woman director of the BIA, which I did not know until just her passing when I read a few things on there on her. And also, just a re-recognition of the Menominee tribe, she was a trailblazer in that. And if people don't know, the government at a whim, and especially if they want your wood or your they can de-recognize you like they did the Menominee Nation in the 50s.
Yeah. She was the first woman chair of the Menominee Nation. And yeah, she protected a lot of people's rights. And you're right, especially 50 years ago or whatever, those kinds of things happened in the dark, right? In silence. And
exactly.
Very few people had the heft to call attention to them, to fight against them. And people like us, the three, you know, can do our work because of what she did. So Chi Miigwech ended her.
Yeah, it's always sad, and it's always interesting to hear, like you said, and I didn't even think about that, the 50s was 70 years ago, and if she was trailblazing back then, that's sure. Unbelievable.
Right, totally unbelievable. We stand on the shoulders of giants, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So, hey, I saw you today at the Four Sisters Market. I want to just give a quick shout out to them and that. A great place to hang out and see people and see you and the great work and hanging out on the avenue.
I thought it was great. It was great to see you there. It's great to see everybody there. It is just a little social scene going on, and it's so good to have a social scene, you know, in our community. And we had live music today and lots of vendors, lots of activities, folks engaging with the community, and just a good time all around. I encourage, if folks live in town or are visiting, it's every Thursday, 11 to 3, right on Franklin Avenue, the American Indian Cultural Corridor, at our little yellow building where Powwow Grounds is, and our gallery, All My Relations Arts. Stop down. It's the place to see and be seen on a Thursday on the cultural corridor.
That's right. And stop in at the Powwow Grounds, because they do that special fry bread pizza and taco and... it's delicious, and you know, if you're a connoisseur of fry bread, that is one of the best fry breads I've ever had.
It is pretty good. The owner of Powwow Grounds, the coffee shop, vends at the market outdoors, and he spent years on that recipe, just tweaking it a little here, a little there. But since he really hit on it, he does produce some of the best. And you hate to say the best, because then you can create conflict in the community, but it is some of the best fry bread going, and it was busy today, the coffee shop.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know what you'd like to talk about here. I want to make sure that we get what you want to talk about, but there's so many things that we've talked about in the week, and you know, anywhere from reservation dogs to dark winds. We had Rihanna Yazian, who wrote the first episode of Dark Winds. And it's just, it's a renaissance. I don't know if it's called a renaissance, but it's definitely uplifting our Native people. And but we also get these weird little news things that come across our desk. Like there's a big petition to rename the Cleveland team the Indians again and the Redskins again. And there's a big petition out there. And it's just like upside down world again.
Yeah, it is kind of upside down. Well, it's so surprising that we'll step back, really. But, you know, as a country, in so many ways, we're preparing to take huge steps backward. And whether it's on Native issues or LGBTQ issues or whatever, there's an interest in turning around and going backward. And we're heading into a time of, I think, significant change, maybe significant conflict, and we need to be ready and to work together. We need to organize. That's why I love doing the work at NACD, just because we're kind of out there in all of these realms, right? Whether it's arts, whether it's voting, civic engagement, food sovereignty. We're working in the community, and then we operate at the sort of systems change level too.
Yeah, and that is amazing too. And what work you do, and also, You have the artist place to go see art next to the coffee shop, and it's just people come on out there.
To All My Relations Arts. It's a gallery in our little building right on 15th and Franklin, the American Indian Cultural Corridor. There's always something cool going on right now. We have this incredible print exhibit by a Native artist named Laura Young Bird. It focuses on the dress in a lot of ways, the red dress, but the dress in her history. And tonight, it's too late to join this, but there's a printmaking workshop that the artist Laura Youngbird is leading. It's called jelly printing. It's kind of a new form of mono printing, but she's teaching other folks to how to do it. And that's really part of NACDI's mission, is to make sure that we are building capacity and sort of expanding the cadre of Native artists that do things like printmaking and things like that. And then next Friday, we'll have a reading in the gallery, Alma Relations Arts Gallery, of our Native Authors cohort. It's our second cohort of Native authors. We get a professional Native author as a mentor who works with Native people to prepare them to publish. And so four of the authors of the recent cohort will be participating in a reading of their works next Friday, a week from tomorrow.
Wow, that is really exciting. Definitely. I'll be schlepping T-shirts at the State Fair, though, on Friday. So
that's right.
We're fighting, Native stealing art one T-shirt at a time.
Isn't that something? Yeah, you busy little entrepreneur, you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
The folks who make be from out of state. First off, the Minnesota State Fair is a big deal in our world, and to be a vendor there is really something. Not everybody can make it in there. And this is what, your second year or third, Robert?
Second year, and we're totally second blessed. Year. We're down by the old International Square, and it's called the West End Market. We are finding appropriation one T-shirt at a time, I think. There's a lot of appropriation at the fair. And the fair is the second largest fair in the country, Texas being the largest, but they're a 30-day fair.
Right. And something like 1 million people go to our fair in 12 days. And so it's really an achievement for you to be a vendor there. So congratulations, and save me a T-shirt.
Yeah, you know I will. And then also, they have the Shakopee powwow this weekend, too, if anybody's in the cities.
That is huge, a huge event. The Mattawak Sioux, the Shakopee tribe, their powwow is really something. And it's not just Dakota people that go there. It's everyone. Are you heading out there? Oh, no, you'll be at the fair.
Well, no, we'll be out there. Native Roots Arts will be out there too at the Shakopee powwow. So we're over working our kids here in the next 3 weeks. So it's a good thing. The Shakopee powwow is so set up. If you're parked a long ways away, they come and get you in a golf cart, and then it's the longest grand entry I've seen, other than the Gatherings of Nations, personally, and it's just an amazing thing. So everyone, come on out there. Just be respectful. If you don't know what to do, just be quiet and don't take pictures unless you've asked, and things like that.
Right, and just take it all in. It is spectacular. Spectacular. And yeah, so folks from out of the area, the Shakopee tribe is our major tribal presence here within the metropolitan area. And they're one of two tribes that have land within the metropolitan area, the other being Prairie Island Community, which just recently annexed a small piece of property in the East Metro. So two of our 11 federally recognized tribes in the state have metro presences. And as folks may have heard before, I'm part of our regional government. I serve as a representative on our Metropolitan Council, appointed by the governor. And we recently implemented our first tribal and Native consultation policy. Wow. And just this week, a job was posted for our tribal relations and Native community liaison position. So Met Council is hiring. If folks are interested, they go to metcouncil.org. And to apply for this position. But this is pretty groundbreaking for any regional government in the country, but it's a big step forward. And I've really been honored to be part of helping to develop this position.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that come across our Native Roots Radio email, and I thought of you right away because of your presence with the council. And that's just a good medicine right there. And I got to say a big congratulations, Robert.
Congratulations to us all, and it's really been a joy. I was working with a candidate who's going to apply today and kind of translating the job posting from government into a normal speak, and then they're supposed to go, yeah, this was me. I put these words here. And I said, it just feels good to see your work like that.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Robert, for stopping in as usual and giving us your great insight. Really appreciate you and all the work NACDI does, but also what you do. So
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Maui's emergency management director resigned, citing health reasons. Herman Ndaya defended his decision not to activate the warning sirens. As the remains of 111 people are found after wildfires, CBS's Elizabeth Campbell in Maui reports.
Many people we talk to say they are keeping hope alive. Until they see their loved one's ashes or they get that DNA confirmation, they're going to keep hope.
In Canada, a wildfire is approaching Yellowknife, the capital of the Northwest Territories. Cliff Chapman is head of British Columbia Wildfire Operations.
We are expecting significant growth, and we are expecting our resources to be challenged from north to south in the province over the next 48 hours.
Plea agreements under consideration could mean no September 11th defendants will face the death penalty. Families have been notified. Brad Blakeman lost his nephew during 9/11.
We were told and we were promised that we would bring these people responsible to justice. And we expect that to happen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by St. Paul Public Schools, now giving out signing bonuses. Make sure to check them out at spps.org.
Hey, we're here with Bob Blake from Red Lake, and we're talking with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, bonjour, everyone. How are you doing, Robert? How's everyone doing out there?
Wow, you sound really good, and your voice is really deep. What's going on over there, Robert? You got a total setup, and we're not looking at apocalypse now, too. You just need a little circle ring light.
I've got the Yeti. I've got the Yeti going today, and the earphones. I'm looking kind of fly over here.
And you got a solar bear hat on too.
I got a solar bear hat on. Hey, Robert. It's a great day to be indigenous, and it's also a great time to be in the renewable energy industry. Do you know what this week is happening in the renewable energy world right now? It's a big week. Do you know what happened this week?
No, tell me.
It's been 1 year since the greatest piece of legislation passed to fight climate change ever in this country was passed at this time last year. The Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA.
Wow, that is awesome. And we're still talking about it and still maneuvering around it and trying to figure it out. And that's awesome.
Yeah, and that's true. But I just want to throw a couple of things out there real quick. $370 billion in spending and tax credits has been implemented through this to move the country towards a cleaner future. And what this is going to do, Robert, is what they're saying is that by the end of this decade, we're going to be able to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels and greenhouse gas emissions in this country by 50%. Now, this is incredible because you know and I know, Robert, that in order for us to stop putting greenhouse gas emissions in the air, we have to transition to something else like solar, electric batteries, you know, wind, other forms of hydro, other forms of renewable energy. And this right here has been able to give us that jumpstart. And there has been professors, there has been, a lot of educated people out there that was really doubting this country and could we move in this direction? And I'm here to say right now that from what the statistics are saying right now, America, United States, Turtle Island is moving a lot faster and a lot quicker than everyone had predicted because people are getting behind this. This is self-preservation. Like people are realizing that, the future, includes them and they want to be a part of, making it a better place and a better world for all of us. And so I really believe that that's the story. That's the untold story about this Inflation Reduction Act.
That's awesome. And boy, we need it, especially what happened in Hawaii. They're talking about is that that's an electric fire that started from the power lines and then the 70-mile-an-hour wind and then the dried ground, global warming.
Yeah, and that's true. And Robert, we are going to be dealing with this situation for a long time. And that's why just recently, there was there is an opportunity for tribal nations to redo their grid, the power lines, infrastructure, stuff like that. And I highly suggest to tribal nations to apply for this grant, it to be a part of it because this is just science. The jet stream is picking up all the moisture from the ground. It's carrying it out to the East Coast. That's why you got all the flooding. It's like these big lakes that are following the jet stream, right? And so consequently, places like Hawaii, the West Coast, where you're seeing a lot of these fires right now, that's the reason why, right? In these areas, you have a lot of tribal nations. And so this opportunity to do these studies, to be able to do these different types of, technology changes around your communities, please, tribes, if you're listening to this, and I know that would they all listen to AM 950, the Native Roots Radio Network. Please tell your leadership to get involved in this and to make the necessary changes because, a lot of this stuff can be avoided by just planning. By being able to have the necessary, different, mechanisms in place, because we know that climate change is real. you know, and unfortunately, Robert, this has been another example of, I think, you know, people not taking this seriously enough.
Yeah, definitely. But it's a major wake-up call in Hawaii. It's just a tip of the iceberg what can be happening if we don't take care of this. And that's really great news, too, about that we're ahead of schedule. I just can't say enough back. And you know what I really like is what Nina just put up there, because this is really huge. And I think we're going to have Kayla Kelly out of Hawaii on the show next week. But Hawaiian land back to Hawaiians. How important is that? I mean, that it's so expensive to live in Hawaii. The original peoples can't find a place to live because it's so expensive. But good call, Nina.
Yeah, I would say too that, I mean, you know, and this is a wake up call for not only Hawaii but for the country, for the world, that, you know, we really need to get back to, you know, indigenous practices, land practices, you know, and quit, you know, being at war with the environment and start being at peace with it, you know, and so, you know, I think this is just another example. But hey, Robert, let me just give you a few more statistics here on the Inflation Reduction, because this is it's been a year now. This is really big piece of legislation. You know, this intends to save American families, right, up to $38 billion on their electricity bills, right? Oh, you know, and this is going to reduce, like I said, U.S. Greenhouse gas emissions by 40% by 2030, strengthen U.S. security by reducing net crude oil imports by nearly 60%, reduce industrial and manufacturing emissions up to 40%. And this is going to be below 2005 levels. And this is where we got to go, people. Double the share of American electricity generated by clean energy sources to 80%, Robert. That means more and more people across this country are going to be using renewable energy up to 80%. That's huge. Accelerate the electrification of the American vehicle fleet, the share of zero emissions light duty vehicle sales reaching up to 65%. This is like game changing. Like, everybody jump on board, like get on the back, you know, and come on in for the big win with the home team here, because that's exactly what's happening here. And I cannot stress to everybody that we have to elect, you know, climate champions. We have to get people that are in leadership positions that are going to take this seriously and that are going to look up for the future of all of us and for the future of our children in the next seven generations.
Wow, well said. Well said. We got a couple minutes left here. What else do you got for us, Robert?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of different types of solar projects that have been happening across the state of Minnesota right now. And one of the big ones, of course, that I've been working on is the one down in Prairie Island right now. And I just want to say, Robert, it's going great. We've got tribal members that have been working on this project.
Wow.
And PBS is actually flying into town, Robert, to do a story on me. And so they'll have some of this footage, and you'll be able to see it in a actual report that they're going to be doing coming up, or that they'll be showing on the, you know, on their channel. And or I think it's channel 2, I think.
Yeah. Here in Minnesota. And, yep, definitely.
Yep. And then I'll also be doing a interview tomorrow on NPR. So NPR will be, you know, doing a report. They're doing something around renewable energy here in the state. And I'm going to be one of the stories that they're going to be doing. So it's going to be really cool.
Right on. Don't forget to give a shout out to Native Roots Radio on NPR. Just kidding.
Oh, absolutely. You're the one that gave me my start, Robert. This is where the Solar Dudes with the Solar Bear first started.
That's right. Hey, we only got a couple of minute left here. I will be seeing you tomorrow morning, and I'll give you a call at 8:30 to prep up for our 9 o'clock meeting. But that's just something I wanted to say before we got off, because I'm making like a tree and leafing here very soon. What else can we do? We can call our congresspeople. We can talk about, hey, let's get into liquid hydrogen batteries. Let's get push on that. Let's get the government behind that and start really being super clean about things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think just one last thing I want to leave everybody with is just that, you know, to, you know, collaborate, communicate, cooperation is really what we're going to need amongst all of us. And I know Alaska is doing some really great work up there. They're really showing some really good opportunities of how everyone is coming together, because they're really seeing the effects of climate change up there, Robert, with the melting of the, you know, of their homelands and everything. Yeah, it's there's some really good stories out there around Alaskans and everyone coming together to fight climate change.
Wow. Hey, well, I have to make like a tree and leaf here, so I'm going to let Haley end this segment here in the next minute. I have a meeting I have to run to, but Bob, thank you so much for being on. And Haley, it looks like you got a minute. You got a minute left to quiz Robert Blake. We had Robert Lilligren on earlier.
Yes, it was the Robert show as it usually was. Thanks, Dega. Have fun at your meeting. Yeah, good to see you, Bob. And thanks for the stats and all that. And I'm excited to hear that the country's moving forward in a more progressive way than we thought.
Yeah, absolutely, Haley. Like that's the good news that has come out with, you know, with this 1 year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act. And I would just like to send out a big shout out to Dr. Pete Wyckoff of the Commerce Department, the Minnesota Department of Commerce. He was a big person that worked on this, a Minnesotan guy from the University of Minnesota Morris. He was one of Senate Tina Smith's staffers. And by the way, our own Senator Tina Smith, she was a big part of that push too in Washington. She tells a great story about her and Joe Manchin and how she was like kind of razzing him and like, hey, we got to get you on board here with all this renewable energy. And wow. So, I mean, Senator Tina Smith and Dr. Pete Wyckoff, and there's some really good stories this week, Haley, on them through NPR and stuff, and they've been running them. So everyone can check those out. But, you know, they were very crucial to all of this work that was done. And so it's always good to see Minnesota voices out there in Washington push for the greater good.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Bob, again. You guys, Bob Blake from Red Lake, owner of Solar Bear. We're going to be coming back after this short break with Wendy Pilot. Stay tuned.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
You know how it is with vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, then you throw them away, right? Well, not necessarily. Often, fixing your vacuum can be cheaper than replacing it. Ever heard of A1 Vacuum in Roseville? They offer free estimates. So if you wish your vacuum worked like new again, drop by. A1 Vacuum is ready to help clean up your vacuum cleaner act. Find us at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting homes for future generations.
Well, that's a lot of fun.
I want to introduce my awesome beautiful wife,
Wendy.
Wendy, has been an animal advocate for many years, and she fights injustice and gives us information here on our relatives, our sacred animals, and fun Friday, Wendy. Well, we'll have some stuff going on that's important, and then we'll have some fun facts.
So here we go. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanajingo. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dago Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And I have an article here from CBS News. It was just updated on August 15th, 2023, and it was written by Samir Singh. A new invasive species has been spotted in the U.S. for the first time. A living yellow-legged hornet, also known as an Asian hornet, was detected in Georgia, which state officials say could cause damage to the agricultural industry if left uncontrolled. The Georgia Department of Agriculture said Tuesday the discovery has potential to threaten honey population and native pollinators.
Wow.
Yeah, earlier this month, a Georgian beekeeper discovered and reported the insect to the state. The yellow-legged hornet's identity was then confirmed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Quote, Georgians play an important role helping GDA identify unwanted non-native pests. And I would like to thank the beekeeper who reported the sighting to us, said Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Tyler Harper in a statement. Quote, our experienced team of professionals will continue to access the situation and are working directly with the USDA to track and eradicate the yellow-legged hornet in Georgia. The next step for officials will be to set up traps to find out if there are any more of these pests in the area. If they're able to find a colony, it will be destroyed, Georgia officials said. The hornet that has already been identified will be DNA tested so the scientists can determine whether the insect originated from Europe or Asia. The yellow-legged hornet, which is identified as a social wasp species, is native to tropical and subtropical areas of southeastern Asia and is also established in much of Europe, parts of the Middle East, and parts of Asia where it is not native. The insect builds egg-shaped nests, often in trees, and can host up to 6,000 worker hornets.
Yee.
Yeah, the press release emphasized how important public reports of this insect will be in its eradication efforts. The GDA encourages people to take photos of any insects they believe to be yellow-legged hornets and file a report. However, it is important to exercise caution around the hornets as they can be dangerous, the department said. In 2019, a relative of the yellow-legged hornet, the murder hornet or Asian giant hornet, caused alarm after being found in Washington state. The invasive species, which are now called northern giant hornets, were feared also because of their ability to rapidly kill domestic honeybees and hornet species. Washington state eradicated a giant nest of nearly 1,500 murder hornets in 2021. So we really need to be careful and keep an eye out. So
how do they get over here?
How do they get over here?
Or?
They must, right? They must get into something and then they travel by boat. You know, people get on or they get in the cargo ships with, who knows, fruits and vegetables or whatever. And then they make their way to the the land here in the United States, but it went to Georgia.
I remember those gigantic bees that came out a couple of years ago that you just spoke of too.
Yeah, and who knows with climate change and everything that's happening with weather changes and, you know, air alerts and all this stuff. Who knows? We really need to be diligent. But on a happier note, a friend of mine, Amy Leo, posted this today. Butterflies and turtles have a symbiotic relationship where the butterflies drink the turtles' tears as a source of sodium and minerals. In turn, the turtles get their eyes cleaned. Isn't that kind of cute? Here's a couple of facts.
Wait, is this Fun Facts Friday on Thursday?
It's about killer hornets and also in butterflies turtle and tears, turtles. I have some information about cats, too. Did you know that cats are believed to be the only mammal who don't taste sweets? I think I mentioned that once before. And house cats share 95.6% of their genetic makeup with tigers. Cats walk with both right feet, then both left feet, which camels and giraffes also do. That's like when you see cats and they have all the stuff on the floor and cats can walk by it without knocking anything over.
Unless they get old.
Well, that's why, because they walk that way.
That's
cat
crazy.
Cats stick their butts out into our face as a gesture of friendship.
Okay.
Yeah. Cats can drink seawater as their kidneys are able to filter salt out of the water.
Wow.
Yeah. Cats knock objects over and off edges to test for hidden prey.
You know, I want to sing the song Memories from Cats while you're doing this.
And we're pretty sure that they like doing it just to annoy us, too.
Absolutely.
Because Clyde, our cat, used to go up on the dining room table. If we had a pen up there or something, he would knock it off the floor. And then Mickey, our little Chihuahua dog, would come and pick it up and run away and wouldn't give it back to us.
Oh, Tommy did that too.
It was like their little game that they played. They're really cute.
Yeah.
People with cat allergies aren't allergic to the fur, but a protein found in a cat's saliva, urine, and dander. A cat's purr has the power to self-heal, according to research.
Weird. Can you explain a little more?
It doesn't have anything else. But a cat's purr has the power to self-heal, according to research. So I guess if the cat doesn't feel good, maybe it will purr and it will feel better. But if you pet a cat and it purrs, then we feel better.
Oh.
Yeah. The collective noun for a group of wild cats is a destruction. A cat's tongue can lick bones clean of any bits of meat. Now, speaking of cats, how much time do I have left?
No, not any. No, about a minute and a half.
All right. So this is why you need to spay and neuter your cat. Did you know a couple of unfixed cats can turn into the first year 12 kittens? So the first year, a couple of unfixed cats can turn into 12 kittens. The second year, it can turn into 144 kittens.
Whoa.
Because of all the...
Sure, 12 times 12.
Exactly.
12 times 12.
The third year, 1,728 kittens. And the fourth year, 20,736 kittens. So
if you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Wapaka, Washera, Outagamie, Winnebago, Marquette, and Green Lake counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470. For Adams and Sauk counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Columbia, Dodge, and Fond du Lac counties, call Bill at 920-602-7202. For Calumet and Brown counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311.
93.5, The Tap. The Tap.